Good morning, everyone. It's Pastor Dave with the You're Not Alone podcast. This last Sunday in church, there was the common reading for the first Sunday in Lent, the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness. I got a thought or two about that. Hang with me for a second, because I have to summarize just a little bit of the reading. I'm just going to do it rapidly. Jesus was led by the Spirit out into the desert, and after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the devil came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone." Then the devil took him up to the high pinnacle of the temple and said, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for the angels will take charge of you." Now that temptation really was, if you're the Son of God, if you're the Son of Man, if you are the Messiah, throw yourself down, and people will see you coming down, and by this miraculous floating down, because the angels will take care of you, they'll go, "Oh, this has got to be the Messiah," because there was kind of that belief back then that he would kind of float down from heaven. Jesus said, don't test the Lord your God, meaning don't push it. God will provide it when it's time. Don't push the time. So then the devil took him to a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. "If you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all these things." And Jesus said, "Worship the Lord your God and serve only him." And the devil went away. And I got to thinking about these, you know, okay, what does that mean to us today? Well, I got to thinking about another verse, and I hadn't looked at this verse for years, to be honest with you. It took me a while to find it, actually. It's from 1 John chapter 2. Now, I got to tell you, John, who wrote this first letter that's near the end of the New Testament, was one of the three disciples who was with Jesus all the time. He wrote the Gospel of John. But looking at it from Matthew's point of view, he was the one who did go up the mountain with Jesus. He was there at the cross. He took Jesus' mother into his house and took care of him. So John was with Jesus all the time. He's then said in this letter, chapter 2, beginning at verse 16, 2:16, "For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does comes not from the Father, but from the world." Very similar, isn't it? The cravings of sinful man. Other translations say the desire of the flesh, meaning our physical desires of food and drink, and that would follow the sexual desires and anything that would tantalize our physical body. The second one, that fits with stones into bread. Then comes the lust of the eyes, or the desires of the eyes, meaning, when our kids were little, we used to say, "The ugly green monster is rearing its head. I gotta have this, I gotta have that. If you see it, you gotta have it." It's sort of that coveting thing. That really fits with the last temptation that the devil gave Jesus. "I'll give you all the things of the world, all these kingdoms and all of its possessions, if you just bow down and worship me." You know, how often that is. Oh, I remember walking with my wife through antique stores. Oh, this is years and years ago. She said, "Oh, look at this. How much is it? I'll buy it for you." She said, "No, just admire it." It took me a long, hard time not to crave it and want it and take it home. The lust of the eyes. And then the third one, the boasting of what he has and does. Some translations also, this is again from 1 John 2:16, the boasting of what he has and does, the pride of life. It's everything that you have and amass, and with that would come that fame and fortune. That kind of fits with that second temptation that the devil gave him. You know, hey, why don't you get the fame you deserve? If you're the Son of God, you know, come down from the temple, let them worship you as the Messiah. Wow. I would guess that all our lives can fit into one of these temptations. The desires of the flesh or the desires of the eyes, having to have things and make yourself surrounded with things to feel comfortable, or the fame and fortune. You want to be known for something. None of us like to be just pigeoned away, have nothing, have no name for ourselves. I know that there are many of you who do feel that way. And I would think even if you do look around and you see a bunch of stuff, yet you probably at times think, is it really what I want? And is this really who I am? And because we connect the world with our identity so often, in our because what we have and our fame and our fortune, and those things become our identity. And that's what Jesus faced with the temptations. Now, he overcame them and the devil went away. We don't always overcome them. Well, John chapter 2 talks all about how first that we have forgiveness through Jesus Christ, the advocate. His dying on the cross was for you and me. You know, because not only did Jesus overcome these temptations in the desert, this is at the beginning of Lent as we have the reading, but the beginning of his ministry, that sets the groundwork for the end of Lent, the cross, because that meant he was the perfect sacrifice without sin or blame or blemish. And the message isn't, now, go off and do likewise, because who of us have strength to do that? That's why John went on with the next verse. Let me share that with you. 2:17, the world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. We want to live forever. We want to have that relationship with God. Well, really, we need to move back to verse 15. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Well, is there really hope there and comfort there? Yeah. And there's strength in many ways. That love of God is not in him. Well, whose love is that? Love of God. Is that our love for him? Could be. Or is it his love for us? It's kind of like love of mother. Yes, I love my mother, but the love of mother means the love my mother has for me. And so it is with God, the love of God. His love reaches out to forgive us. And not only did Jesus face those temptations, overcome those temptations, now, because of his love, he forgives us, but he walks with us in our deserts when we are tempted by the flesh, by the eyes, or by the boasting or the amassing, the pride of life, that he can help us. This is more of a sombering one. Oh, I guess that's kind of because that's what Lent is. This week, I encourage you to think about that. I have been, and I will continue all week long, to think of what desires do I give into in the flesh. To be honest with you, I felt guilty this last weekend. I went to a Trivial Pursuit and got a dessert, and I got two brownies for the price of one, and I ate them both. I felt guilty afterwards. I should have shared it with somebody. I only wanted one brownie. It's a little thing, but it meant a lot to me. And my waistline, of course. But then, you know, I think also of my lust of my eyes. I'm trying to do this or do that or have this or have that. And the pride of life. Where do I want my life? What is my name? And what do I want to be known? Well, really, all I want to be known for is somebody who loves Jesus. All the rest is secondary, isn't it? Because if you are known for that, then you are known to be with Jesus. And that's how we live forever. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you have loved us. And that you give us a chance now to love you. Give us strength when we are faced with temptations, either of the body or of the eyes, or the ears or the senses, as it said, trying to get more. or that fame and fortune. You faced them. You overcame them. Help us. Give us strength so that we might, not just for that end's sake, but that so that through our lives, others might be helped. This Jesus we ask in your name. Amen. Love to hear from you, including if you want to share some of the struggles or if you need some pastoral care and help of how to deal with that. There is a lot more that could be said than just Jesus is with you. Write me. It's at info@not-alone.net or my name, Dave.Andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, @not-alone.net. Thank you. We'll talk to you again.